Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, a day after the media just went apoplectic over Donald Trump's bloodbath remark, Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson gives us a real whopper. Evidently, folks, the First Amendment, she's concerned about the First Amendment hamstringing the government. Folks, I kid you not, we can't make this kind of stuff up. Hamstringing the government, the First Amendment. Well, I don't know, maybe we've seen it all at this point. Maybe this is, we finally reached the end. It can't get any more silly than that. But folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Tuesday edition of the broadcast. And of course, we're glad to be with you this morning. We've got a lot to talk about on the program, as always. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be a part of the program this morning. If you'd like to, I don't know, maybe exercise some of your First Amendment rights in celebration of Ketanji Brown Jackson's very interesting perspective, shall we say, on the First Amendment and its role vis-a-vis the government. You can also head over to my website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can send us a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. And once again, folks, you can also try out our brand-new GCN live stream. That'll stream the program whenever we're live, and when we're not live, it's going to continue to repeat the previous program until we are once again live. So it's a great way to listen to the program all throughout the day if you like. And also, we've got some other great stuff over there at KyleWarrenShow.com. And welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, The Answer this morning, our home station in Tampa, Florida, of course. And also, of course, to everybody, welcome to everybody listening along the GCN network this morning. And we do want to thank our friends at GCN. They work very hard for the program, and they distribute it out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And we want to give them a shout out this morning as well. Tuesday edition is here, is upon us. And by the way, we've got some great music lined up later on in the program today. We've got a request. Well, we'll call it a request, but it was a request for a group. And that came from Lucy, who's listening on 930, The Answer in Sarasota. And so we've got a lot going on this morning. As always, we want to start off, of course, thank you to Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. He says, hello, Mr. Kyle. Another beautiful day on the Oregon coast. Wonderful. That is so cool. 46 degrees and cloudy overnight. Great programming yesterday, he says. Looking forward to another great broadcast. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, Semper Fi right back at you, of course, Richard. I appreciate the kind words. And, yeah, this morning's going to be chock full as well. And speaking of weather, we had some pretty weird weather come through my area later in the afternoon today. Big thunder clouds and lots of thunder, and then bursts of heavy rain, and it kind of finally went away. But yeah, but if you happen, I'm just going to say this. I'm not naming names. I'm not doing anything like that. But if you happen to be in a group of people who actually wash their car on the weekend, that rain falling out of the sky today was a little bit of a disappointment. But I'm just saying. Like I said, I'm not naming any names. But once again, folks, we do have a lot to talk about. Let's get started, shall we? We do have the Ketanji Brown Jackson remarks to tell you about, which we've got some great sound clips for as well. But I think we're going to do that right after the first break as we get into segment number two. But we do want to tell you about this. Israel has now killed Hamas's number three commander in an airstrike last week, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters on Monday, this from The Hill. Israel has made significant progress against Hamas. They've broken a significant number of Hamas battalions and killed thousands of Hamas fighters, including senior commanders. Hamas's number three, Marwan Issa, was killed in an Israeli operation last week, Sullivan said, adding that the remaining top leaders are, quote, in hiding, likely deep in the Hamas tunnel network, unquote. Now, of course, this is progress. It's very good news to know that Israel is prevailing against these top commanders, to say the least. But as we get into the program today, folks, and we're going to start hearing more about what's going on in terms of the White House, who has said all along they're not trying to remote control the war, they're not trying to, you know, set the policy and all this kind of thing. I think we're seeing the equivalent of the gloves starting to come off where in relation to the White House going to try to dictate to the Israeli government what is going to be acceptable, essentially. You know, and it's not lost on me, you know, there's an irony here, it's not lost on me, if you've got Ketanji Brown Jackson talking about the First Amendment, worried that the government can't really help people in dangerous times, if it's hamstrung, basically, by the First Amendment, well, it seems like it's a little similar here because you've got the Biden administration now that I think, you know, wants to couch this as well. We're trying to do the right thing. We're trying to help Israel. We're trying to help the Palestinians. And gosh, by golly, gee whiz, do they continue to try to argue for this two-state solution? As if to say somehow there's going to be this utopian outcome to all of this. And I'm not trying to be, because obviously everybody wants peace, right? Everybody within the sound of my voice, we all want peace. The peace was broken, of course, by Hamas on October the 7th. But the idea that somehow you could have the two-state solution, well, let me ask you this. Because we're going to head out to break here in just a moment. When we come back, we're going to continue. Wait a minute. I thought, where was the Palestinians now? Were they in Gaza? Is that where they were? And then, what did Israel do with the air, with the land there that is now called Gaza? Didn't they cede that to the Palestinians? Don't the Hamas leaders have every ability to administer their own state, basically, for all intents and purposes? But nope, what they did is they continue to make it a launching ground for attacks against Israel and the Jewish people. Need I say more? Stay right there, folks, then we will say more after the break. I warn with you, don't go anywhere. Tuesday edition.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Strong this morning, I think. And we've got a lot more to talk about. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine this morning. You can also head over to kylewarrenshow.com. That's my home website. And send us a direct message as well. A little bit of a redesign happening there at the website. Hopefully it's it's changing for the better, I think. But we've got some new information to impart to you about the show and how people can get a hold of it and so forth. So, we're glad to – it's good to have these kinds of problems, isn't it? It's good to have those kinds of things to do. So, but at any rate, folks, happy Tuesday to you, whatever you're doing. If you're out there, working this morning, if you're just starting your day with us, well, we're going to keep you going. That's what we do. We are the nexus of news and politics overnight in America, and we talk about a lot of things that I think you're not hearing in other places. So we do appreciate you very, very much being with us here on the program this morning. We do it 4 hours every single night, Monday through Friday. And then on Saturdays, the weekend show is 3 hours long, but fun nonetheless. And we definitely are glad that you're with us. Okay, so we were telling you about the Hamas, one of the Hamas leaders that was killed by Israel. We are going to come back to that here in just a moment in terms of what's happening vis-a-vis the Biden administration. And, you know, now I guess they're going to start remote controlling as much as possible the war between Israel and Hamas. We've also got a great sound clip that I think, you know, I was going to say, really took Karine Jean-Pierre by surprise, but that happens a lot, it seems. You know, it's like, and then she asked, well, I just refer you to somebody else, or nothing's, I'm sorry, nothing's in the binder, you know. I don't know. Maybe she says, have some signs she holds up, you know, I refer you to state, you know, I refer you to the Pentagon, I refer you to the campaign, it's not in the binder, you know, this kind of, she could lift up a particular sign at the right time. But at any rate, this from Daily Express. Trump faces having New York property seized after failing to pay $454 million in fraud case. Donald Trump has been ordered to pay $454 million in a civil fraud case brought by the state of New York, and the state's attorney general has warned she will seize his assets if he doesn't pay up. Donald Trump's lawyers, told the New York appellate court on Monday that it's impossible for him to post a bond covering the full amount of his $454 million civil fraud judgment while he appeals. The former president's lawyers wrote in a court filing that, quote, obtaining an appeal bond in the full amount of the judgment is not possible under the circumstances presented. That means if Trump's New York properties could be seized if he cannot pay a financial penalty linked to his New York civil fraud trial. The warning comes from New York Attorney General Letitia James, who presented the case against Trump. She is ready to seize the property if he can't produce the money. Okay, so I'm telling you about this morning, of course, because this is another significant development, obviously, in the ongoing saga of the far left all hands on deck go get Trump saga. But again, I think it's really valid to point out that this particular penalty that was imposed by the judge once again just simply shows that this is not your typical, normal, expected, professional, you know, any other kind of adjective you want to describe it with that would be part of the normal course of operations. You know, this was imposed. Even if there were damages, of which there weren't any damages, as we talked about before, the damages in such a trial, even if it was a bench trial, even if it was going to go on to appeal, as I understand it, which would be, again, that would be part of the normal process, you're going to go on to appeal. But the, quote, damages that would have been imposed if this was not a case involving a former president, if it wasn't a political agenda, if it wasn't all those things, it would have been a more nominal, for lack of a better term, would have been a more nominal amount. It would have been in the few millions, maybe, just a few million, and not 355, which elevates to 454 when you add in all the penalties that go along with it, or the, you know, each day it goes by, this kind of thing. So, once again, folks, if we needed any more evidence at all that this is designed to bring down Donald Trump, well, we've got it. And now, of course, I think, and this is just my own humble opinion, is that imposing such a gargantuan figure, it's designed to break Donald Trump. It's designed to create this very eventuality. And, of course, evidently the rules are you have to post the bond before you can go to appeal, this kind of thing. And, again, this is a miscarriage. It is a complete travesty in our justice system. And if we're worried about Vladimir Putin, you know, how the Democrat Party elite love to go on and use Putin as their own sort of example of, you know, hey, we got to stand up to Putin, and you know, we get Trump like Putin like Trump. No, actually, Putin liked Hillary is now what we know. But the idea is this: if we're going to rail against the one lopsided system in Russia, if we're going to rail against anybody else and talk about protecting our democracy, it seems a pretty funny way to do it, doesn't it? When you absolutely manufacture this problem and then make it impossible to be cured. I think on appeal, any appeal, by the time, and eventually it will be appealed, and eventually it will go to the Supreme Court. And I think eventually, if looked at, you know, from the law and so forth, this is going to be, it's going to be put right, for lack of a better term. I mean, this is such a huge wrong. But if we needed any more evidence that this is an ongoing political gotcha maneuver, I think we have it all couched under the auspices of the authority. I'm the attorney general, and I'm going to do this, and this is all part of procedure. And aha, we railroaded you into this, my friends. It is really, really upsetting. For all of the, you know, we're protecting democracy sort of stuff that we hear from not just the president, but from everybody on down. Everybody's protecting democracy. Heck, Nathan Wade, I heard this on a news clip, right? Nathan Wade stepped aside from the Fannie Willis prosecution in part because of, guess that, get this, his commitment to democracy. You know, this is all part of the, we're just got a term, we're going to run with it here. This is our term. This is our brand. The Democrats, our brand is democracy. We're saving it. You know, that, my friends, is just in a different world, if this was like a movie we were watching, you could say, well, it's just silly. You know, nobody would ever believe this kind of stuff. Nobody would ever actually, internalize this and say, they're fighting for my democracy. But unfortunately, this kind of rhetoric, this kind of big lie strategy, yes, that's what I'm calling it. It's the big lie strategy. You lie it enough, you lie it big enough, you just keep going and constantly repeat it, then it will eventually sort of take hold. So they're trying to protect democracy by railroading somebody and doing something. I don't think there's any history of this being done. From what I can gather from these legal experts and what I gather from business people who have spoken out on this, this doesn't seem to be like a thing. But they made it a thing because of their political agenda. And as we go through these next few months, and then, of course, then if Donald Trump says, well, it'll be a bloodbath, talking about car sales, talking about economics, talking about, I guess he could have said, everybody's going to lose their shirt. You know what the networks would say then? They would say, Donald Trump is going to sneak up behind everybody and take their shirt. Can we allow this to happen, my friends? Can we allow Donald Trump to partially disrobe, most of the population unknowingly if they're going to lose their shirt? Oh, my gosh. We need some security or something. This is where it's at. This is where we are, folks. I mean, this is really, it's most unfortunate, shall we say. But what is fortunate is that we're going to come right back after this short break. We'll tell you more about what's happening with the Biden administration vis-a-vis Israel and much, much more. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has failed to obtain a $464 million fraud judgment against him in New York. Trump must post bond by next week, or New York Attorney General Letitia James can begin collection proceedings during the appeals process. The White House confirmed that President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had a discussion Monday. They covered recent developments in the Israel-Hamas conflict, particularly focusing on the situation in Rafah and efforts to enhance aid to Gaza. The Supreme Court seems doubtful about restricting the government's communication with social media platforms. Arguments heard on Monday questioned whether the Biden administration's efforts to combat misinformation on these platforms infringed upon the First Amendment. At the heart of the case are communications from administration officials urging platforms to monitor information regarding the legitimacy of the 2020 election and COVID-19. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tell you folks, hearing from you absolutely makes my day. I really appreciate it. Thanks, of course, for all the great direct messages that we get, the great phone calls we get, and once again, we're glad to be with you, glad that you're there. And I'll tell you one thing, I think that you know, Benjamin Netanyahu making the remarks that he made about Charles Schumer's speech. And we've been talking about this even since it all kind of started up late last week. And the ramifications are still, I mean, it's reverberating, my friends. By the way, Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959 is the number. It's been reverberating. I don't think it's kind of like, you know, when there's an earthquake and it kind of keeps rattling and then you still kind of, you know, and if you have different seismic sensors, different parts of the earth, you know, that eventually will, it'll eventually pick it up, you know, because it's just still kind of resonating. This is what this is doing. And I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon, because as we saw what happened with that speech by Charles Schumer, that was not just one day he decided, I'm going to go up to the floor of the Senate or down to the floor of the Senate or what have you and make this speech because it felt like it that day. No way. No, this is a concerted effort. They know what's happening politically, and they're trying desperately to fix it. Let's start here in this segment with a little sound clip. This is Jake Sullivan U.S. National Security Advisor, of course, Jake Sullivan, at the White House press briefing room, where he's asked about this whole issue of supporting Israel and what's happening in Israel right now. Let's listen in.
Prime Minister Netanyahu was on CNN yesterday. He talked about having the support of the majority of the Israeli people for his policies, including going into Rafah. Is there more that the administration, the U.S. administration, needs to do to speak to the Israeli people directly so that they don't support this idea of going into Rafah now?
Okay, stop right there. Okay, first of all, that's the question. I love this question, and by that I don't mean that I love the question. It means that this is so ridiculous. I don't know if you were able to hear, it's a little off mic there at the room, of course. Prime Minister Netanyahu was on CNN yesterday, says the reporter, talking about having the support of the majority of the Israeli people for his policies, including going into Rafah, which is where Hamas is, by the way. It's almost, you know, I don't know if we put it exactly like this, but it's almost their last stand. This is where many of the remaining forces are. This is primarily where they're going to be defeated, one would think. So going into Rafah is key. So he says, of course, the prime minister says the majority of the Israeli people support his policies, including going into Rafah. Here's the interesting part of the question. Is there more that the U.S. administration needs to do to speak to the Israeli people directly so they don't support his idea of going into Rafah now? How does the administration view the proposed Rafah operation? Ooh, there's your question. But not, how are you going to manipulate this issue and do an end run around another government? Speak directly to their people, which is exactly what Chuck Schumer was doing by saying there's no more confidence. You need to have new elections right now. He's only propping up his own political stature, his own political career, blah, 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 blah. And you get a question like this, you know, well, I guess you know kind of where this reporter's coming from. But let's listen in to Jake Sullivan's response.
Well, inherent in the question is kind of an interesting irony, which is you have the prime minister speaking on American television about his concerns about Americans interfering in Israeli politics, and then your question is, should Americans be speaking into Israeli politics, which in fact we don't do really.
Okay, is that the same thing? I want to make sure I have this right here. Inherent in the question is a kind of interesting irony, which is you have the prime minister speaking on American television about his concerns about Americans interfering into Israeli politics. And then your question is, should Americans be speaking into Israeli politics? Correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't that the same thing? He's talking about how Chuck Schumer got involved, and then now the question, should Americans be getting involved? Okay, whatever. Okay, let's continue listening in, shall we? Here we go.
Speak into ours. But that's not a constructive answer to your question. It's just an observation. In answer to your question, again, as I said before, from the president's perspective, this isn't really about politics or public opinion or public statements. This is about policy and strategy. And so the president's not focused on what's popular, what's not popular, how do you shape public opinion. He's interested in how do we get to the right result. And the right result is the enduring defeat of Hamas, a two-state solution that has a secure Israel and a Palestinian state that vindicates the aspirations of the Palestinian people, and a broader normalization of relations so that Israel also has peace with all of its Arab neighbors.
Okay, stop right there. Jake Sullivan, and I guess I'm not a venerated national security advisor, but it seems to me that weren't we kind of starting to go down that road in a much better way before Joe Biden came into office? And I say this in all seriousness. I'm not trying to be too flip on this, but it seems to me that under the Trump administration, there was a lot more progress being made. Because one of the primary sources of the chaos and the mayhem was identified properly, and that was Iran. And it still is Iran, by the way. But they realized I think in a very real way that Iran needed to be contained, that you needed to be able to get the different states in the region, the different countries, the Arab states, to realize that everybody sort of had a very similar adversary here. And the idea of containing Iran, I think, was a good one. And also, we also know this, too. One of the reasons, correct me if I'm wrong here, but one of the reasons why Hamas did what they did is because Saudi Arabia was also very, very serious about beginning the process. I don't mean it would have been done on Tuesday or something like that, but they were serious about beginning the process of normalizing relations with the state of Israel. Well, that's not going to fly, is it? And were they normalizing relations with the state of Israel? Because Israel are oppressors, and Israel is, you know, they're like Hitler and this kind of stuff. What? You know, it just goes on. I mean, honestly, the things that we've heard about Israel, the things that have been said are just, you know, mind-blowing, isn't it? That suddenly, after everything that the world went through in World War II, for goodness sakes, is now sort of being lumped onto Israel. Well, you're just like all that. No, and no. But do you think Saudi Arabia would have been interested to normalize relations if they were oppressing and this kind of thing? I think that they wanted to get to a better place as well. Now, people will say what they want about Israel, its relations, and even what. By the way, if you are constantly being besieged in one form or another by terrorist organizations, whether it be by bombing the pizzeria or launching missiles into your country from just across the way, that's really what it is, just across the way, not from the other side of the world, not from, you know, 1,000 miles away or something like that. So it's a very, very different kind of world in which they live. But for Jake Sullivan to come out and it's almost Pollyannish, isn't it? It's almost like so ridiculous to think that, yeah, well, the president, he just wants to get to the right result. He wants to get to this result where you have a two-state solution, that vindicates the aspirations of the Palestinian people, a broader normalization of relations so Israel has peace with all of its Arab neighbors. Well, that sounds wonderful, but how do you get there if Hamas is allowed to reconstitute, if Iran continues to get untold billions of dollars to make all that happen? Jake Sullivan, you know, it, what I don't like sometimes is the lip service, and it's almost like to placate people and say, oh, yeah, well, the Biden administration, yeah, they just want the right result. Well, they have a funny way of showing it, don't they? Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. We've got a great song lined up, and it's by request as well. So stay right there. Lots more to do this morning.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You hear Georgia when I open my mouth.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
I let you in.
It is the Tuesday edition.
Throw me out.
And we are having some fun already here on the program. Yeah, we got some serious stuff going on in the world. But we are also, part of our charge here on this program is to make you smile in the overnights as well. Whatever you're doing, if you're working a shift, if you're driving a big rig, if you're making deliveries, if you're part of law enforcement listening in this morning, or if you're part of first responders listening in, whatever it is that you're doing, if you're just starting your day, if your day's starting to come to a close, we're glad that you're there, glad to be here with you, and we have a great song lined up this morning for you. Just a couple of days ago, we heard again from Lucy, who we've heard from on the program, of course. She had been in the hospital for a time. She's back home now. She's listening to the program still, and we appreciate that. And she had the most kind words for us. I can't even express. But I'll tell you this. She also had a request for some music from Marshall Tucker Band. And thanks to driver Ron as well, because he heard me talking about that, And he got on the case, and he had some great suggestions for Marshall Tucker Band songs. So I appreciate that very much, Ron, as well. And I appreciate your message earlier. And so, okay, Lucy, we've got a great Marshall Tucker Band song lined up here this morning. And I believe that I think we've got this. Yeah, there it is. I had to look over the other thing. But yeah, so we got a great Marshall Tucker song lined up this morning. And by the way, and Ron addressed this in his message to me as well, and I appreciate it. So yesterday or the day before in the program, I was saying, well, you know, we got Country Music Monday. We might start coming up with other things for other days. And Ron had some great suggestions about that as well. But here it is Tuesday, and I was thinking maybe, well, we'll try this out here. We'll try this out and see how it goes. Maybe we'll call it Times 2 Tuesday. Because we'll play a great song by an artist in hour number one and play another great song by that same artist in hour number two. Times 2 Tuesday. And we'll go on from there. But here we go. This is for Lucy. This is Take the Highway, Marshall Tucker Band. Here we go. Also, it's pretty cool guitar right there. So, again, this heads on out to Lucy, who continues convalescing. And we're glad that you're doing so well, Lucy, especially you were mentioning about physical therapy and everything. So we're glad to be along for the ride with you there. And so a little Marshall Tucker Band, hopefully lifting the spirits this morning. And it's kind of cool, especially this particular song kind of goes off into its own little thing right there. And that is kind of neat. You know, it's almost progressive, but it's very, again, they just kind of explore. That's kind of cool. All right. So, folks, it's time now to take a look at some of our national weather before we climb up to the top of the hour. And then we'll hear the top of the hour news, of course. But this from the National Weather Service as we head into Tuesday and here in the wee hours of the morning. Heavy lake effect snow, downwind from Lakes Erie and Ontario. Moderate to heavy lake effect snow over the eastern UP of Michigan. So I'll say that again. Moderate to heavy lake effect snow over the eastern UP of Michigan. So if you happen to be in the UP, take note, right? Light to moderate snow over parts of the northern high plains on Wednesday. There's also a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of Florida. So our friends in Florida, be sure to take note of that as well. Once again, we take a look at some of the precipitation that's happening around the country right now. We'll briefly take a look at that here. We've got, looks like, some rain and mostly rain, a little bit of snow. This is going to be northeast of Phoenix. And it's going to be up, looks like, on I-40 there. Especially if you're in between Flagstaff and Gallup, you'll see some of that coming across the interstate this morning. It doesn't look like we have a whole lot of other precipitation events happening other than a little bit just off the coast of North Carolina this morning, starting to approach into an area called Swan Quarter and Elizabeth City. So be careful there. But we do see some precipitation right now in the southern Florida area, Cape Coral, also La Belle and Belle Glade. This is sticking right now kind of west of West Palm Beach for now. And that could change, of course, as we go through the rest of the program. And also near Palm City this morning, we've got some rain, lots of rain off the coast of West Palm Beach to the east, out into the Atlantic right now. And it looks like a large amount of rain that is, of course, now west of Cape Coral. That's out in the ocean, right, or on the Gulf, I should say, right now. And that could also come ashore. So we'll keep you apprised of that as we head into the next report at the end of next hour. And so once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. We'll open the phone lines, of course, after the top of the hour news as we get to next hour. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, let us know where you're listening from as well. We'll be happy to give you a shout out. Well, as we go through the rest of the program this morning, we've got some very, I think, very chilling information about the Houthis. The Houthis evidently are developing or have access to or in some way, shape, or form can employ a hypersonic missile. Are we reading this right? After everything that we're going through right now, and by the way, we've got another story. U.S. Navy aircraft carrier is just facing relentless attacks from the Houthis. Now, you tell me, does the commander-in-chief understand this? Does he get it? At what point, it's one thing to, send in some strikes and so forth and worry about the shipping, and that's a paramount concern. But what about our own U.S. Navy personnel there in that area in the Red Sea, and the Houthis are attacking them directly, targeting them directly? If you are the commander-in-chief, what would you do? Folks, stay right there. Top of the hour news is next. Kyle Warren with you, and we are coming right back.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.